She finished high school this year. She's going to Bethesda, I think.
You going? You went to Millsaps?
No, I went to Mississippi College.
Went
to Judson, didn't she? In Alabama?
Sarah Miles?
I don't think she went to Millsaps. I believe she went to Judson, Alabama. If she did, I didn't know about it. I thought that was... She may have gone to Millsaps. Did she tell you she went there? She did. But I didn't remember.
Now, they broke ground in spring with a horse.
Plow?
What kind did they use? Did you ever know any different types?
Well, they had middle busters. They had tunning plows. They had a double plow. Some of them used that.
And then to break the ground up real fine, used them?
They used cultivators and old-fashioned discs. They'd cultivate it and then use these old-fashioned discs, mule drawn.
And a pair?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm just going to tell you, after the disc, they used the harrow. That was the last thing.
And they put that behind the mules and just...
That's right. Drag it along behind the mules. Uh-huh. And tell you something else, to get it real fine, they would take a heavy log, about this big around.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, put all the things on there where they could hitch the mules to it.
Yeah.
And that would be, that would pulverize the ground real well. Pulverize as well as pack it too.
Yes, ma'am. That's interesting. Now,
some of those harrows were made too. They would make them, they'd get the wood, you know, and then put the teeth, they'd get the teeth, they could get the metal teeth to put in there.
Yes, ma'am.
And they would insert them into that wood. And I've seen many one homemade like that.
Hmm. Now, you straighten your hair with a comb or a...
Well, now I never did fool with my hair too much. I didn't try to straighten it because I could always do something with it. I had a little bit of curl in it. And when it was long down to here, I could comb it any way I wanted to. So I didn't have to do too much with mine.
Or do you use anything else out of the comb?
Comb and a brush.
You take a brush?
Shampoo it often and brush it well. Every night of the world, it was just brushed like to keep it, and it was...
Yeah. Now, did your daddy shave with a straight razor?
Straight razor.
And he sharpened that on a...
Leather straw.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
If he got mad at one of the boys, I imagine he'd wear...
he had a strap, an extra one for that.
What would they use for the horses?
What you mean, to make them go?
Yeah.
Boy, they had little whips and things like that, little, you know, short ones. And then they had the buggy whips. You know, your surrey and your single buggy had your place for your to put your a stand for your buggy whip to go in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And
your father was he a spare the rod man or?
Well, it came when it was a necessity. He did, but he didn't. He did. He was, I don't know, he talked to him more than anything else. And he had, he reared nephews that came. His oldest brother was killed. Left his wife and five children, three boys and two girls. And